5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of February 20th, 2004, this is the Rain Report. I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN. It's that time of year again, time to take a sneak preview of what's to come this May with Ham Radio's Mecca, better known as Hamvention 2004. There are some significant changes in store, so pay attention to this year's General Chair, Gary DeCombs, N8EMO. According to Gary, this year's theme is the Year of the Contact.
The Year of the Contact, or just contact, means a number of things to different people for different reasons. It could mean that you would remember your very first contact or your first DX contact that might have been at a South Sea island or somewhere in Africa, or it could mean your first contact handling traffic in an emergency for an earthquake or for a hurricane. That's the focus of that particular reason why we selected Year of the Contact. And then also, when people come to Hamvention, they get to have, in many cases, eyeball QSOs. So that's the reason for the Year of the Contact.
Doesn't this tie in somewhat with a different approach this year to the Hamvention as well?
Yes, the focus for this year's show is to return the Hamvention more to the volunteer usage and the volunteer contacts that many hams and many exhibitors and flea market attendees have enjoyed back in the 80s and into the early 90s. And that's why I was brought in, and I've brought a whole new team in of volunteers, and many of the functions that have been done over the last number of years that were by paid people are now being done completely by volunteers.
Other than the volunteerism coming back, what else is new about Hamvention 2004?
Well, besides the volunteers, our focus is to basically reinvent the show and go back to the grassroots, if you will, of what made the Dayton Hamvention what it was and what it is today. We want to build on that and return it to those glory days where hams come to our show. They go back with a feeling of, this is a must-see show. They tell their friends, you've got to go to Dayton, you can't miss it. We want to renew the kind of customer service that we provided in years past of a cordial, enjoyable atmosphere for both the exhibitors, the flea marketers, and the attendees, and just generally just have a wonderful time like what Ham Radio is all about.
One of the changes is you've returned to some of the traditional names.
Well, our organization's not any different than many companies in the United States and across the world, where changes are made and names are changed, and sometimes it becomes confusing or less receptive to the attendees. And we found that there was a lot of confusion, and that still even today, even we had gotten away from the flea market, which was called Outside Exhibits, people still called it the flea market. I personally felt, as does my team feel, that that is a trademark comment or support and focus Hamvention. And we brought that name back, and then we also just went straight to exhibits, although some people still call that inside exhibits. But it's very easy. Flea market is outside, and exhibits is inside, and that's what many people react to, and they recognize and identify with, and that's what we've done is gone back to that.
Will Hamventioners see any differences this year in the flea market or exhibit areas?
We will most likely have all of our locations and our layouts the same. There will be little change other than if we are required to make some changes in parking. There always are some things that pop up with the local municipalities where there will be something different, or there will be a new a police chief, which is the case in Trotwood, which is the city close to the Dayton Mall. I've not had the pleasure to meet him yet, and I have no reason to believe anything would be different, but whenever a new police chief comes in, sometimes they would like to have a different process. I would not think that you would see much difference, although we are in the process of changing the way in which people check in, and all that really means is there's a golf course clubhouse that is adjacent to the far east road where flea marketers come in to do check-in, and we will be utilizing that facility. And many, if not all, of the trailers that you've seen out in front and in the back will not be there anymore, so that'll free up available spaces. and we'll be utilizing more permanent structures.
Anything different with security this year?
We are going to make significant changes in security. As I mentioned before, there's a new chief of police in the city of Trotwood, and the retiring chief of police was Rick Wright, who's assisted us for many, many, many years. He retired about 7 weeks ago, and I personally asked him if he would like to work with us, and he's going to help us with our security chairman, Carl Rose, who also has a wealth of experience in security. So we have two new people that know that area very, very well. We're going to be more efficient, more lean, and have better trained people in those particular areas.
What about forums? How many rooms are there scheduled to be this year?
It's kind of flexible, and I want to make sure I'm specific, is because we're using the award ceremony right in the middle of the day on Saturday, the number of rooms that we will have will vary between 4 and 5, depending on how we actually set the rooms up. All of the forum rooms now, as far as the scheduling, they're all full, they're all firm, and they're on our website.
So we're talking about possibly 5 forum rooms this year. All slots are filled as we speak here in mid-February.
Yes, my chairman for forums, Ruben Meeks, has already informed me that all of the forum rooms are filled, that there is nothing available at this time. If anybody would be interested, they'd need to communicate with him. And of course, you can get his email address right off our website.
A perennial challenge, of course, Gary, is bus transportation. Last year, it was not arranged for until literally almost hours before the Hamvention opened.
Now, we're in the process right now of looking at the different contracts. I personally started working on the bus transportation requirements a couple months ago. I've been very fortunate and very pleased to have a former past general chairman, Ross Brown. I believe he was general chairman in 1990 to be part of my team, and he's been very gracious in stepping forward to take over the busing requirements, and he's in the process of evaluating what busing services that we will use. There were some inadequacies associated with how that was handled last year, and it's our desire, and that what we're attempting to do is resolve those as much as we possibly can. Unfortunately, we don't have unlimited funds, and we can't provide just unlimited buses all the time in a round-robin course going out to different locations, so we have to invest our money very wisely and go to the places that hams are used to going to and properly serving them. So we're in the process of working on that, and it's our effort and desire to make sure that we improve on that drastically this year. Besides us going out and contracting for busing, there are some hotels that we believe will make available their own transportation system to take people from their hotels directly to Hare Arena. But at this point, I don't know who's willing to do that, and I don't know what the schedules will be. But there has been discussion that some are willing to do that.
You're in the middle of Hap Holly's interview with Gary DeCombs, N8 EMO, General Chair for Hamvention 2004. We'll hear more from Gary in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to the Rain Report from www.rainreport.com.
The Hamvention is undergoing some much-needed changes and being a bit more professionally run by you bringing in former Hamvention chairs who ran successful Hamventions. Is this going to spill over to some changes on your website as well?
Well, I'm very pleased and honored to tell you that I've been successful in bringing back a number of people. In fact, we've had about 55 to 60 people that were former members of DERA or worked with Hamvention, and they have come back this year. The team that I have in place now is the greatest bunch of people that you could ever work with. They've jumped in and put in just tremendous time. Bill McNabb is a past general chairman, and he's one of the directors. I did bring back the director-appointed positions. That was started by Bill back in the 80s, and I reinvigorated that. And he's also my budget chairman. Another name that you may remember is Jim Simpson. He's also a past general chairman, and he's handling a lot of the communications needs as related to monitors and computer-assisted graphics that will be at the show. Another person that many people have known from DARA is Tom Holmes, N8ZM, who has been president numerous times. In fact, I believe he's been president of DARA more than any other person. He's been very gracious, and I'm very pleased that he stepped forward to take over Flea Market. He's extremely organized and very good at putting in teams, and he's got a whole group of people handling that. Also, Ross Brown, who's a past general chairman, has come forward, and he's handling busing that we spoke of just a moment ago. He's just doing a super job. Some of the people that are somewhat new is a gentleman by the name of Steve Coy. He's completely revamped our website. He has gone in, updated all the forums. He has an online shopping cart where you can buy advance tickets. You can use your credit card. You can download all the forms that are necessary for exhibits or flea market. You can fill your forms out there. You can email them back. You can fax them back. And there's just a wealth of information, and he's just done an outstanding job to be more user-friendly and allow the attendees, whether there be exhibits, flea market, or just hams coming to the show, where they can go in and get information. We will be continuing to upgrade and update that site. There'll be a listing of who has already confirmed to come into the show. That's in the process now. It'll show the forums which are already on there. There are phone numbers and emails. So many of you that are used to going to the professionally organized shopping systems on TV, our system is in that direction, and you can do almost all of your work online. What we would like and encourage people to do is to use that, because that's actually better than using snail mail, because it's just faster and you can get all the information you need there.
Can you pay for tickets using PayPal?
I believe the only process that we are authorized to do at this point is Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discovery. I don't believe we can use PayPal. I know we looked into that, and there are a number of legalities that we have to work through. This is the first year where we're actually running all of the credit card processing directly through Hamvention, and it is a secured site. Heretofore, we always had an agent like Acoustec Services that did that. Now you're going directly through us, and there's not a middle person involved.
Ticket prices are going to be?
I know that there's a price of $23 for tickets, but there's times when you can buy them and whether you want a bus pass. And
so $23, but there are other packages as far as if you get them ahead of time or if you get them with a bus pass, that sort of thing. We're actually less than 3 months away from the Hamvention. It would be a good idea to get the hotel rooms if attendees haven't made the reservations already.
Absolutely. We have a link that's been established between our website and the Convention or Visitors Bureau with it that has information about rooms. And then when any individuals send me personal email with respect to rooms, I forward it off to the CVB and they respond directly. So it's a really, really good program.
You've been involved with the Hamvention for a number of years and have chaired a number of committees, but you've never been the general chair before.
I have served in quite a number of committee positions for Hamventions, but I also have served in a number of positions with DARA's Dayton Amateur Radio Association, DARA president, vice president, and other positions. So I've been around and been on both sides of the fence, so to speak, even though we are one organization. And this past summer, the DARA board was concerned about the direction that we were going, and I was asked to come in and refocus us and bring us back to the direction of a volunteer show. One of the things that I bring to the table is building a team with HERA, with the CBB, with Dayton Amateur Radio Association, as well as Hamvention, and bringing them all together in one group. I'm very, very pleased with those people. And I'm very, very pleased with the support that I'm getting from CQ and QST. They've just been wonderful. To answer your question, I was brought back to put a team together to do that, and the team I've got is very successful in accomplishing that.
Gary DeCombs, N8EMO, General Chair of Hamvention 2004, scheduled to be held the weekend of May 15th in suburban Dayton, Ohio. Gary was interviewed by RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll hear more from Gary next time. The Rain Report is copyright 2004 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Hap Holly, I'm Dwayne Whittingham, N9SSN, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.